Do you have challenge credit? No worries. I'm here to make your home ownership dreams become a reality. I'm your host, Tasha, certified credit consultant. And on this podcast, I'm going to be teaching you everything you need to know on how to get your credit mortgage ready. For more answers to credit-related questions, please follow me on Instagram and Facebook at GlowGirlCredit. Now, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. All right, so Destiny, I want to say thank you for being my guest today and coming on to talk a little bit about yourself. And thank you for coming on to share about your experience with working with Glow Girl Credit. So I want to start it off by you just introducing yourself to the listeners.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. Definitely my pleasure, because it has been a great experience. I'm Destiny. I'm a 30-year-old mother of five. I currently work in retail grocery as a supervisor, transitioning into an assistant store manager. On the side, I teach dance. I've been teaching competitive dance for a little over 8 years now. So that's my pride and joy on the side. And other than that, I work full-time, mommy full-time, and that's what I do.
Yeah, that's the story of all of our lives. What I wanted to get into today is you just sharing your experience. And I have a couple of questions I want to just ask you. This episode is not going to be really long. So what were your goals when you decided to enroll with Glow Girl Credit Academy?
So when I decided to enroll with Glow Girl Credit, my credit had went down because I had recently purchased a car. And at the time, I was very, very eager to buy a home. I'm still eager to buy a home, but I knew that I had to make some adjustments to my credit before I could even think about starting the home buying process. So that was my reasoning for reaching out initially.
Okay, so how long were you just thinking about buying a home? Maybe like a timeline. So you was like, hey, this was like a year or two ago and you was thinking about getting your credit worked on, or did you see something I posted and you say, yeah, this is the time, let me go ahead and jump on it?
So, of course, you know, me following you on social media, seeing that you were getting into building your credit business, and I'd say for the last 2 years, me and my boyfriend have been discussing buying a home. But, you know, life happens and I ended up having to buy a car first. That was more so the end of 2021. And I was so eager. I was like, I know I just bought this car. And I know buying things sometimes will make your credit go down for a small amount of time. And I just wanted to stay on top because I knew I had never had any credit work done. And I knew we were trying to make this move. And I just did not know where to start, other than to make sure that my credit was in good standing.
And how did our service make your financial situation or financial mindset and or understanding of money and credit? How did it help you, or how did it make your situation even better?
It helped me tremendously because just everything I learned during the process, it was so much about credit that I did not know. Like, no one had ever told me that you don't use your credit for emergencies. Nobody never told me that to only utilize 10% of your credit cards. It was just so much that I didn't know. I thought, you know, when you got credit, you know, as long as you don't max completely out and you pay the bill, that you were good. But you want to keep those credit card bills to a minimum. I'd say I was about 22 when I got my first credit card.
Okay, and you said you were 22 when you got your first credit card. Do you remember what card it was?
The first credit card that I got, I had got it through American Eagle, not really knowing at the time it was a Visa credit card, so I could use it other places. But you know how it is when you go shopping, they're like, hey, you apply for this credit card.
Right.
We're going to give you this much extra off. So I was like, it can't hurt nothing. I didn't think I would get approved, but I did. So ever since then, I think I started with a $500 limit for that credit card. And over time, from me using it and paying it off, it has increased to $900 so far.
Yeah, those credit card, when those department stores, they'll get you. I was at Kohl's recently and she was like, "Do you want to save 10% by getting a Kohl's card?" I was like, "Girl, if you don't go somewhere." And a lot of those companies, they pressure their associates to sell so many credit cards, so they have a quota they have to meet. So if you're listening to this, that 10% is not worth it, saving a couple of dollars or a couple of hundred dollars, because the interest rates are always so high. And also, Destiny, I came across an article, and I'm actually going to talk about this on another podcast episode, where a lot of those stores are increasing their interest rates to about 30% now. So this is something that's happened ever since the Feds has raised the interest rate. So you may want to go ahead and check to see if any of your retail cards has raised the interest rates. So I just thought about that when you said when you said American Eagle. So you may want to check that once we start recording
Yeah,
and
they
see if they
are
raised the
high.
interest
Like,
rates.
I know.
See if they raised the rates on you. So
Yes, for real. Because I know, I've seen some, I just not too long ago got a Amazon credit card, and it starts off at 25%. And I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. But me being suckered in, it was the $200 gift card. It's Christmas time. I was like, let me go ahead and apply for this. And they approved me for $3,500 for Amazon.
Well, that's good.
So over time, with me building my credit up, even granted, I do not need some of these credit cards that I have. I have a total of $9,300 in personal credit that I can use.
That's good. Now, see, and two, you really don't have to worry much about the interest if you are paying your card off and not carrying a balance on those
Correct.
retail cards. So it really, honestly, it doesn't matter if the interest rate is 25% if you're paying the card down before the statement close date, honestly. So if you know you're gonna do that.
Yes, I learned that from you. So I treat my credit as, if I can't buy it with my money, it ain't no need of me swiping my credit card for it.
Right,
So yeah.
exactly. And it's a mindset shift. It's really a mindset shift.
It definitely is. I know I was kind of, I was like, you was like, you gotta pay. I remember I was telling you that, I had this amount of money and that I could pay the cards off, if I really wanted to, but I didn't want to. And I remember you encouraging me to do so because you was like, it would benefit me in the long run. And now I'm glad I did, fork out that money to go ahead and get those balances paid down.
Yes, and I'm so proud of you. I bragged about you too to other people. It's like, I have the best clients because they follow instructions.
It's important. It is very important. And when you follow the instructions, everything falls into place. I started Glow Girl Credit in March 2022, and over time, my credit has increased 48 points.
Awesome. And actually, I think we only worked together, what, 3 months, 2 months? We didn't even work together a long time because I believe
No.
you had a couple of medical collections, and I said I think you had a couple of medical collections, and I can't remember the other thing. And then your other issue was just your credit card utilization. So we got all those
Yeah, credit
collections
card.
deleted off there, and then the only thing you had to do now is just work on, you paid your credit cards down. And now you just, like you're doing now, continue to add positive trade lines and continue to pay your bills on time. And at this point, you just need the credit age for your credit score to increase. So that's really it, honestly,
Yeah, you also helped me delete. I had a couple of
Oh,
late payments on there that you helped me to
yes.
remove.
Yes, we did. Yep. Oh, girl, yeah, we shown up there. Yep, we showed. Now that I'm thinking about it, yep, they sure enough did. So through all this, before working with Glow Girl Credit, what did you know about the actual credit repair process versus what you know now? And the reason why I ask is because there are a lot of myths out there on, the credit repair process. What are, if you remember any, what are some things that you heard about the credit repair process before versus when you were actually working with us now or in the past? Because you graduated already.
Right. I've always heard that if you see somebody offering credit repair services, don't fall for it because it's a scam. It's things that you can do on your own and it's not worth the money and it's too expensive for when you can do things on your own. But it was like, if I could do it on my own, I would have done it already. So I think that is the biggest myth that credit repair is a scam.
Right. And yeah, and I think a lot of that comes from because I mean, it's a very tainted industry. And you know, as a credit repair owner, a business owner, you know, people try to scam me too. Other coaches trying to teach me how to start a credit repair business. It's all a scam, teaching you how to, you know, buy CPNs or fake social security numbers. I don't even want to get into that because this is not the episode for that. But but it is very important that you work with a reputable company, you know, study and research the owner. And that's going to actually lead me to the next question. So can you talk more about the credit, no, sorry, can you talk more about the customer service experience? I hear a lot of people downing the customer service experience with other companies. I just want you to shed light on how our customer service is here at Glow Girl Credit.
Customer service at Glow Girl Credit is definitely A1. I can't think of any time that I didn't get the help that I need, or if there was something that I didn't understand, that you didn't reach back out to me with like instantly. Everything that you told me to do and all the information that you required from me, you instantly put it to work. Like there was no waiting, there was no in between. Like once I got you the information, you sent off whatever letters needed to be sent. It was never, I never got messages from you that was like, oh, I haven't had time to do this or I haven't done this yet. It was never that. It was always results oriented. And I think that was like my favorite part because you made it so easy. Like once I gave you the information that you needed, I just, I ain't did nothing but, sit back and rode the roller coaster. Like I literally haven't did anything but provide you the information and you made the play. So, definitely 100% great
Well, thank
customer
you.
service.
I pride myself in, you know, not one of my customers to feel like they're just a number. Right now I'm a small company, but you know, I do plan on growing. And I plan to continue to have A1 customer service. So I know you just had a big accomplishment that you DM'd me. So since graduating from our program, what have you been able to achieve? I know you just gave us one, but I know it's something else I'm super proud of, and I want to talk about that real quick.
Oh, the Capital
What
One
you DM
card.
me?
Oh yeah, so I had got a $500 increase on my Capital One card.
Let me tell you something. Capital One is a tough cookie giving out credit limit increases. So for you to get that easily like that, just by having good, you know, payment behavior and things, that's amazing. Because let me tell you something. I've been asking Capital One for a credit limit increase for almost 2 years now, and they just deny me all the time. And it's probably because I don't use the card. I don't use the card, but congratulations, that's big. And it just goes to show, you know, having more access to credit is going to help your credit score in the long run. So congratulations to that. So I have one more question for you before we wrap it up. What advice would
Thank
you
you
give someone on the fence about hiring Glow Girl Credit?
so much. Just go ahead and hire Glow Girl Credit. You can't go wrong. As long as you do your part and provide the information, Glow Girl Credit is going to do everything else for you. You have to invest in yourself. So the fact that anyone is even contemplating credit help or really needs credit help, you should just go ahead and make that leap. I'm sure I'm vouching for Glow Girl Credit as well as her other clients. Like, I would not recommend any other credit repair service. I've known Tasha for a while now, and anything that we've done connected, with each other has always been just gold status. Like, I just don't see any error. The proof is in the pudding. Credit scores are going up. Late payments being deleted. Derogatory things being deleted.
No hacks, no tricks, none of that stuff. You don't have to worry about the feds and nobody knocking at your door because you filing fake police reports for identity fraud. We're doing it the right way. But Destiny, I know you have to get those babies in bed. I do too. Just want to say thank you for taking the time coming on the show today to educate the clients on the process of Glow Girl Credit. I thank you. I love you. Thank you for all the support. And we will talk soon.
Thank you, girl. Love you. See you soon.